أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're living through some really difficult times, and I don't know about you, but it's definitely something which I wasn't expecting. And it's very easy to get frustrated and to get worried and to be scared. But it's at these times that we have to make sure that we use the power of Iman. We are mu'mineen, we're believers, and Allah gives us special gifts because of our Iman. So what I wanted to do is to, inshallah, record some clips which are for all of us, especially though for our children and for families, to help us remember the power of Iman and how to make our faith and our Iman shine in times of difficulty. So for today's clip, I wanted to talk about the importance of having a good opinion and good hope in what Allah is going to do. Allah is in charge of everything. And one of the things that He does for us is that He makes tests come up in our lives and difficulties that we have to face. And He's looking to see how are we going to do when we're tested. And it's very important that we always have hope that Allah will do what's in our best interest. And we have to keep on having that hope. And we have to have hope that eventually these difficulties will come to an end. So there's a story that I want to share with you today about the healthy man and the unhealthy man. And it's a story that's told to us by Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. And in this hadith, he actually narrates this story from Nabi Musa alayhi salam, from the time of Prophet Musa. So he says that one day, Nabi Musa alayhi salam was in the presence of two freed prisoners. There was two guys who were in prison, and after some time in prison, they were let go. Now, being in prison is a very difficult thing, and sometimes people get stuck in prison for something that they didn't even do. They were accused of something, but they're actually innocent. And sometimes being in prison can be really difficult. So there's two guys, they had gotten freed from prison. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is with them. And the interesting thing is that one of them is looking very healthy, and the other one has shriveled up. And in the hadith, the Imam says that he had become as thin as an eyelash. Now, Nabi Musa found the contrast something which was very interesting. So he went to them and he said that, tell me, he went to the man who was healthy first, so tell me, why is it that I find you this way, that you're healthy? He says that I had a good opinion of Allah. I had hope in Him. And so even though I was in prison, I had hope that one day the time would come that I would be freed from my prison. And so even though it was difficult, I was patient and I made it through, and here I am. Then he went to the second man, and Nabi Musa asked him, he says that, why is it that I find you shriveled up as thin as an eyelash? So that man tells him that I was super scared, and I just remained scared the whole time. And I didn't have that positive, hopeful, optimistic opinion about what Allah is going to do for me. He didn't use the power of his Iman. Now Nabi Musa alayhi salam wanted to get clarification from Allah on this situation. So he raises his hands in dua and he asks Allah, he says, oh Allah, tell me, which one of these two did the better thing? So Allah tells him and He reveals to him, He says that the man who's healthy, he did the right thing. Yes, difficulties come up. Yes, we'd like to have things another way, but we can't lose hope. And inshallah, in one way or the other, these difficulties will be removed. And in the process, we want to make sure that we stay healthy, not just physically healthy, but that our Iman becomes healthy and it stays healthy and we become better believers. And through these experiences, we learn and we become stronger in our faith, and we become those whom the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam look to as people who face difficulties, but they remain patient and they remain hopeful. Stay tuned, inshallah, in the near future. We want to record some more stories and some more points of inspiration on the topic of how to make our iman shine in times of difficulty. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.